That's Jimmy Wayne. It's called How Jesus Felt. Now, Jimmy Wayne's coming to town for a night of inspiration and music on Sunday. He'll be at the Grand Theater in Fitzgerald. Doors are going to open at 5:30 and the show starts at 6:30. You can get tickets at the door, but you can also get them in advance. I'd advise doing that. You could go to freshtix.com to purchase those today. All right, it is time for today's daily devotional. This week we're talking about words matter. And today we will talk about guarding your ears. Scripture comes from Proverbs 16:28. A troublemaker plants seeds of strife. Gossip separates the best of friends. Yesterday, we talked about how our words can really start fires. Today, let's look at something just as important, and that is what we listen to. It's so easy to think gossip is the only problem for the person doing the talking, but Scripture makes it very clear that listening to gossip is just as dangerous. Every time we lean in or we nod along or we stay silent while someone tears another person down, we are helping to spread that fire. Think about a real life moment. You're at work or church or even standing in the grocery store line here in town. Someone says, hey, did you hear about so-and-so? Right then and there, you have a choice. You can either fuel the conversation or you can choose to stop it. Proverbs tells us that gossip separates close friends. It drives wedges where there used to be trust. And many times the damage doesn't come from what we say, but from what we allow. So how do we guard our ears? Sometimes it's super simple, just as simple as asking a question. Have you talked to them about this? Or maybe we should pray for them instead. Other times, it means gently changing the subject or even just walking away. And yes, that might feel uncomfortable in the moment, but it protects your heart and it honors God. Jesus gave a clear model in Matthew 18:15. If there's an issue, go directly to the person involved, not around them, not behind them, straight to them in love. If you're going to live the kind of life that we've been talking about, or maybe that you've been writing in your journal, one that leaves a legacy and reflects Christ, then what you allow into your ears matters just as much as what comes out of your mouth. So today, you don't have to repeat that gossip to participate in it. Sometimes just listening is enough. Choose to guard your ears today. Lord, as we come to you in prayer, help us to guard what we hear today and what we listen to. Give us the courage to walk away from gossip and the wisdom to respond in a way that brings peace instead of division. Let our hearts stay clean and focus on what is good. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.